在神面前要更进一步，
要学习祷告了，主啊，你要乜嘢？
要祷告到主，你要什么？
本来系以我为中心嘅，如今以神为中心。
本来是以我们自己为中心，但是现在以神为中心。
OK， 咁其实咧，嗱，我个时间就系咁多啦。
其实我的时间也够了。
所以呢，我以后将下边个时间呢，就交俾阿 Wing 弟兄同埋阿 Eileen 姐妹。咁佢哋呢就会同我哋交通下，佢哋自己个人嘅学习。
所以其实我时间也到这里，所以下面我就给 Wing 跟 Eileen 来交通一下他们的个人的学习。
咁佢哋交通完之后呢，我哋希望有弟兄姐妹我哋一齐操练。每人祷告五句，开声啊！
所以他们交通完以后，希望我们每一个人都有学习、有操练，每个人祷告最多五句。
好。
When William asked me to share, he gave us some questions. I'd like to touch upon these. Questions.
当 William 来问我来交通的时候，他给了我几个问题，说我愿意在这几个问题上面来有点交通。
One, under what circumstances do you pray to the Lord?
第一就是在什么环境里面、什么情况当中，你会向神来祷告。
Two, does the Lord answer all your prayers?
第二就是主有没有答应回答你所有的祷告。
Three, what have you learned from prayer?
第三就是你在祷告当中所学习的是什么。
I'm going to start with, under what circumstances do you pray to the Lord?
第一所讲的就是在什么环境底下我会跟神有祷告。
In difficulties or trials is often the time I pray to God.
在困难受试炼的时候，常是我跟神祷告的时候。
And often in times of difficulties, God shows forth His hands.
也经常在困难当中，神就显出了他的手。
First, let me share something that happened just last week.
让我先交通一点上星期所发生的事情。
Going back to the Sunday when William asked me to share, that was two Sundays ago on the 17th.
回到两星期以前的主日，William 弟兄问我，要求我交通的那一天。
I was surprised William asked me to share in the workshop.
我也很惊奇，弟兄会要求我来有一点交通。
I'm like Moses when God asked him to lead the people out of Egypt.
不像摩西，当神要求摩西来带领以色列人出离埃及的时候。
I have never been eloquent, neither recently nor in the past.
我现在跟以前也不是很能言的人。
Thy servant.For I am slow of speech and slow of tongue.
因为我是拙口笨舌的人。
And most of all, I'm not spiritual.
并且我也不是很属灵。
I didn't go to prayer meeting. I didn't go to Friday night fellowship.
我也没有去祷告聚会，也没有去星期五的交通的查经聚会。
Of the three lessons that Brother Frankie spoke of this morning.
今天早上 Frankie 弟兄所交通的三点里面。
Ask, seek, knock.
祷告，寻求跟敲门。
I'm learning at best only the first step, ask.
我最多只是在开始的那一步来求。
I doubt it if I have something to share.
我也不知道我有没有任何东西来交通。
But God had His plan.
但神有他的计划。
As I was still searching for what to share after William has asked me to share,
当我还在寻求等候有什么可以交通的时候，
all of a sudden on Monday, the 18th, it got very cold.
突然间在18号星期一那一天，那个天气突然转得很冷。
Queenie, my wife, said it was the coldest day of the season.
我的太太她就说，这也许就是这 这个柜节里面最冷最冻的一天。
In the morning, I found ice in the car. I had parked the car outside the night before.
这第二天早上我就发觉在我的车上面，因为在停在外面，所以上面也结冰。
We knew how cold it was outside because we had no heat inside.
我们知道外面有多冷，因为我们里面没有开暖气。
We had no central heating since last conference.
我们自去年特会到现在也没有暖气。
A few weeks before the 2005 conference, I had a repairman come to fix the furnace.
就是自去年2005年的特会到现在，我有请人来修理。
It worked for several weeks, but when we returned from the conference, it stopped working again.
这个暖气修理了几星期以后又坏了。
For a couple of days, I tried several times to fix it.
就有几天我尝试自己去修理。
The furnace has many safety switches.
这个暖气有很多安全的。
There are safety switches around the burner.
在那个烤炉里面是有它有一个安全的系安全的措施。
Just in case if the flame shoots out, it would shut down.
所以如果有火烧出来的话，它就会自动关上。
This pressure switch on the secondary blower.
所以在那个第二个的那个吹筒那里，也有另外一个安全的措施。
Any one of these can cause the furnace not to work.
所以任何一个都可以叫那个暖炉不会动。
The repairman had fixed a loose wire connection.
所以那个修理的人员他来修理了一条电线。
So I nudged all the switches and all the wires that I can see, hoping that it was just something loose or safety switch was tripped.
So that is, 刚才所提的，就是我所能够看见所有可以出问题的地方。我就希望说，只是一条线，也许一条线没有把它连接好。
Several times I tried to restart the furnace.
有几次我试试把它再次开动。
It didn't work, so I gave up.
试过几次以后也不能够把它开动起来，所以我就放弃了。
Just like the brother here with the PA, he tried many things to get it to work, but he got it to work. I didn't.
就好像弟兄这样，他用不同方法来试把这个音响系统把它修理好了，但是我没有。
As you know, living in the Bay Area, you don't expect to be the weather to be that cold.
我们住在这个湾区，我们没有想象那个天气会这样冷。
So after the furnace stopped working, I decided to tough it out.
所以当那个暖气它不能够开动，我就想说，我们大概可以不需要它，我们也能够过冬。
I bought electric blankets for everybody.
我买了一些电毯。 每个人都有一张。
I bought portable heaters.
买了一些的可以搬动的小的那些的暖炉。
We would wear jackets inside.
我们也穿上外套。
That brought us through last winter back in January.
那个我们去年上年一月的那段时间就把我们带过了。
That winter came and passed, and I had not thought to fix the furnace.
所以冬天来了也过了，所以我也不想说需要把那个中央的那个暖炉来修理。
Then on Tuesday night, 2 days after William has asked me to share.
但是当弟兄来问我，要求我来交通的时候，那过了两天以后。
It got even colder.
那天气就越来越冷。
The portable heater was pretty much useless.
那个小小的暖炉就根本就起不了作用。
The electric blanket couldn't keep you warm unless you're in bed.
那电毯如果你不是在床里面睡觉的话，就不能够帮你保暖。
Queenie was complaining to me about me being cheap and I should fix it.
我太太就说,
That night I prayed.
那天晚上我就祷告,
Normally I know we should be on our knees to pray.
我也知道说我们应该在主面前跪下来祷告。
But I was so cold, I prayed in bed.
但是我太冷了，我在床就在床里面祷告。
But I sit up, not lying down. I dare not lie down. Dare not pray lying down.
但是我是坐起来，我不敢躺着来祷告。
I prayed for.
我祷告的内容。
The water pipe that would not burst.
那个水管不会爆。
The car that's parked outside and that the coal would not damage anything.
那个车停在外面，所以那个冷的天气不会损坏那车任何的部分。
Electric blanket would not break down and would work through the night.
那个电毯能够在 晚上整个晚上来保持我们的温暖。
The girls' health that they would not get sick despite the chilly temperature.
那我们的我几个女儿，她们不会因为天气这么冷而生病。
The girls don't uncover the blanket, especially Courtney. They kick out the blanket.
并且就是说她们不会踢那个毯子。
But I didn't pray for the furnace.
但是我没有为那个中央的暖炉来祷告。
After I prayed, my spirit was moved to get out the warm bed and try turning on the furnace.
当我祷告了以后，圣灵在我里面就催逼我来离开那个温暖的床，来再一次来试试开那个房子的暖气。
The thermostat is downstairs. I went downstairs.
那个控制的那个调整的那个气在楼下。
I found the furnace thermostat was already switched on position.
我发觉它已经在开的那个的位置。
A few weeks ago, I had already tried switching it on, and I even left it on.
在几星期以前，我已经试过把它开过，也留在那个位置。
Hoping for a miracle and that it would fix itself and come on later.
我在那里等待着一个神迹，也许它会自己修理好，然后自己就会开动。
It didn't.
但是并没有发现。
So I turned it back off and turned it back on.
所以那时候我就把它关上，然后再把它开。
Not expecting anything to happen.
并没有等待期待任何事情会发生。
I walked back up the stairs and as I walked into my bedroom, I heard the familiar swishing sound and a steady humming sound.
所以当我走到我的卧房的时候，就听见有一个很熟悉的声音。
The thing I didn't expect to happen happened.
我所没有期待会发生的事情竟然发生了。The
secondary blower was coming on.
那个第二个的那个吹筒竟然开动了。
I held my breath, knowing if the safety switches didn't engage properly, the whole thing would still shut down.
但是如果那个安全的措施如果没有正确的操作的话，到最后还是会停下来。
I waited about 10 seconds.
我等了10秒钟。
I heard the ignition. The gas and the main blower is now on.
我就听见说那个暖炉真正的开动起来了。
Would you believe it was working again?
你能够相信它竟然能够恢复，能够再一次能够开动。
It was still working when I left today.
我今天离开家的时候，
Praise God.
我感谢主。
God's way is indeed higher than my way. God's thought is indeed higher than my thoughts.
主的道路实在高过我的道路。 主的意念实在高过我的意念。
I had prayed for the incidental things.
我是为着那些,
I prayed for the pipes, I prayed for the blankets, I prayed for the car.
我为着那个水管, 为着电毯, 为着我的车来祷告。
God is trustworthy.
神是信实的。
God knew what I really needed and He was ready to supply.
神知道我最需要的什么, 祂就预备来供应我的需要。
Does God answer prayer?
神答不答应祷告呢?
Yes, He does.
祂答应祷告。
Even when I didn't know His way, He answered my prayer.
虽然我不知道祂的道路, 但是祂答应了我的祷告。
God had allowed the furnace to stop working last winter.
他让这个暖炉在去年冬天时候就停止活动。
At that time, I prayed to God that He would allow me to fix the furnace.
我那时候有祷告主说让他叫我能够把这个暖炉修理好。
At that time, I wondered if He had heard my prayer.
那时候我就想说他有没有听见我的祷告。
That was a time when I felt God was far away.
那时候我觉得神离开我很远。
But our God is a trustworthy God.
但神是一个信实的神。
He heard my prayer.
他有听见我的祷告。
He just had His timing.
只不过他有他的时间。
When the winter was at its coldest, when I was searching for what to share for the workshop,
就到冬天最冷那一天，当我在等候要 要有什么话语跟弟兄姊妹们来交通的时候，
He showed forth His hand.
他就显出他大人的手。
He didn't fix it the week before that cold Tuesday.
他没有在那一天以前来把这个暖炉修理好。
He didn't fix it a week later.
他没有在一星期以后才修理。
He fixed it when I was searching for Him, waiting upon Him.
他就在我 在寻求,在等候他的时候, 他把他暖炉修理好。
God held back His hand until His purpose was clear.
他没有做工, 直到他的目的显明的时候。
It's like God saying, Hello, I'm here. Can you see me now?
就好像神在跟我说, 我在这里, 你现在有没有看见?
There are those times when I wanted to experience God.
曾经有些时候我希望能够经历到神。
Many times I wanted to see His work firsthand.
很多时候我希望能够有第一手的经验来认识经历神。
I've read how the Israelites saw God's work firsthand.
我有读到以色列人怎么样第一手的来经历到神的工作。
For 40 years in the desert, they walked it and saw God.
他们40年之久在旷野走路,他们看见神。
I wanted to see God just like the Israelites.
我希望好像以色列人那样来看见神。
But as we read it in Hebrew 3, they still didn't believe.
但是正如在希伯来书第三章那样所说的, 他们仍然不信神。
God opened my eyes to see Him, and He opened my eyes to see my own unbelief.
神如今, 开了我眼睛, 叫我能够看见, 他也看见我的不信。
Going back to the topic, under what circumstances do you pray to the Lord?
回到刚才所提到那个题目, 在什么情况底下我会向神有祷告?
Besides, in times of trial, we know we should pray during our devotion time.
除了在我们有难处受试炼的时候, 我们知道我们在跟神有交通灵修的时候, 也应该跟神有祷告。
I do enjoy the time that God allows me to worship Him in the morning.
我因着神叫我在早上能够敬拜他，我这样当中也很有享用。
But the time I enjoy most enjoy is when we have our family altar time.
但是最叫我享用的就是当我跟家人一起有读经的时间，祷告的时候。
Before going to bed, I try to gather the girls together to have a time of worship and prayer time.
在睡觉以前,我就把我的女儿们聚集在一起,跟她们一同有祷告。
I'm very encouraged by the progress that Courtney has made in her prayer life.
我在我一个女儿 Courtney 的她身上所看见她的进展，我心里面很得到鼓励。
Courtney is the youngest of my three girls.
Courtney 是我三个女儿当中最小的那一位。
Sometimes she would mix up words.
有时候她的字句会倒掉过来。
However, she prays very eagerly and without help from me or from Queenie.
但是她并不需要我们帮助，她自己能够来祷告。
I chuckle every time she prays that God would help wean her from the pacifier and her diaper, I call it.
所以她每次求神帮助她能够不需要用尿片等等，我因着她这样祷告，我心里面有微笑。
I'm also encouraged about Lydia.
我也因着Lydia她的学习，心里面也很有鼓励。
Lydia is the oldest.
Lydia 是我最大的女儿。
Lydia has been praying for her grandmother and grandfather's salvation.
她一直有为着她的祖父祖母的得救来祷告。
Each time we pray together, she would pray for them for their salvation.
每次我们一起来祷告的时候，她为着他们得救来祷告。
I pray that in his time, this prayer of Lydia will be answered.
我求神在 我的女儿能够亲自来看见她的祖父祖母得救。
So that Lydia would see God's work firsthand.
好叫她能够亲第一手的来经历到神的手在那里工作。
What have I learned from prayer?
从祷告当中我所学习的是什么？
A lesson I've been learning in prayer is that we must stop and listen.
当中就是我们需要停下来来听神。
I must wait quietly for his answer.
我们需要安静来等候他的回应。
In this age of fast-paced life,
在这个时代当中一切都很快很忙碌的时候,
In this age of microwave and instant messaging,
在这个时代当中所有都是讲究快速，好像微波电炉这样。
We become people living in the fast lane, demanding quick arrivals and instant results.
我们的生活的节奏就很快，一直都要求事情要立刻的发生。
Many times after I pray for something, I would get up and go do what I needed to do.
很多时候我祷告完了以后，我就回到我平时生活的节奏，要做我要需要做的东西。
Not waiting and listening for his answer.
并没有安静等候主向我的回应。
I become impatient with God when he doesn't answer prayers.
所以当主不回答我的祷告时候，我就很不耐烦。
God wants to answer our prayer.
神想要回答我们的祷告。
But I have to stop and listen for his answer.
但是我必须要停下来来听他向我的回答。
Oftentimes, I forget to listen for his answer.
很多时候我忘记来听他向我的回应。
Just like in that cold Tuesday night.
就好像在那个 天气很冷的那个星期二的晚上,
when God speaks to me softly,
当神很无用为声来向我说话的时候,
I must wait quietly and listen for his voice.
我必须要安静地来等候他向我说话。
Does the Lord answer all your prayers?
神有没有回答我一切所有的祷告?
Yes, we know the Lord always answers prayer.
我们知道主他 每次都有回答我们的祷告。
It was 9 years ago when I realized he answers prayer.
在九年前是我第一次知道经历到他答应祷告的那个经历。
When I experienced his faithfulness,
我经历到他的信实。
I was still in college.
那时候我在大学读书。
At that time, I prayed for my study.
那时候我为着我的学习，我的学业来祷告。
For the tests, for the grades.
为着我的测验，我的考试，我的成绩。
I prayed for marriage.
为着我的婚姻来祷告。
I prayed for the right job.
我为着我的工作有一个对的工作来祷告。
Then in the same year that I received my degree,
就在那一年当我, 读完书得到我的文凭的时候,
I found my first high-tech job.
我就找到我第一个, 一份工作,
I was married.
我来, 我结婚了,
my wife was carrying my firstborn.
我的, 我的太太, 她也怀孕, 有我第一个的孩子,
all in the same year.
都是同一年发生,
now my daughter is now 8 years old.
我的女儿现在是8岁,
number 4 is coming.
我第四个现在快要来了,
that first high-tech job is still my only high-tech job.
我第一份工作也是我现在唯一的工作,
I had not thought to switch job.
我也没有想说要换工作,
I realized God has placed me there.
我知道神把我放在那里,
there are a few believers there that gathers every week during lunchtime.
在那里有几个不信主的, 他们, 每星期有一个, 下午, 中午的时间, 他们聚在一起。
We would have prayer meetings and Bible study every week.
我们每星期, 都有, 查经, 有祷告。
The constant fellowship and the communion that I receive,
在那个, 那里彼此的交通, 分享。
Had helped me in my spiritual walk in my, and in my faith.
在我的, 属灵的, 生命的成长当中, 给我一个很大的帮助。
I can only praise him who placed me there.
我只能够感谢神把我放在那里。
Sure, sometimes he says no.
当然有时候他的回答是说不可以。
Sometimes I do not get what I want.
有时候我不能够得到我想求所要的。
No is the answer.
那个, 不可以就是那个答, 回答。
I have to trust him when he says no.
当他向神说不可以的时候, 我要相信, 信靠他。
God is not Buddha.
神不是佛。
Because our faith in Christ, praying becomes our means of communion with God.
因为我们的祷告是我们跟他之间有交通的一个的,
not just a list of things we want from him.
不是, 只是说有一个清单, 我要这些东西。
When we pray, we may not see how God is working or understand how he will bring good through it all.
当我们祷告的时候, 也许我们不知道神要怎么样来做, 也不知道他要怎么样来完成他的心意。
So we have to trust him.
所以我们要信靠他。
We have to relinquish our rights and get and let God do what is best.
我们要放弃我们的权利, 我们要相信神会做那最好的安排。
As recorded in Hebrew 11:6,
就如希伯来书11章第6节所说的,
and without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently search for him.
能非有信就不能得神的喜悦, 因为到神面前来的人必须信有神, 且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
It's not always easy to be patient.
要忍耐并不是容易的事情。
But God can be trusted.
但神是可信靠的。
Wait patiently for him.
我们要忍耐的来等候, 等候等待他。
Yiling?
I thank the Lord today I have the privilege to share what I have learned about prayer through the experience of praying for my mother's salvation for many years.
我感谢主今天有机会让我来交通道在我为着我的母亲的得救这件事情在这几年当中的学习。
I learned to give myself and my ways up, to submit to God, His ways, and His timing of events.
我学习将我自己的, 我的道路, 我所要的, 来放下, 来接受他的路, 他的旨意。
I learned to allow the Holy Spirit to teach me how I ought to pray, so that my prayer would be in union with God's heart, so that His hand would move on the matter that I am pleading for.
叫我学习到怎么样来叫圣灵教导我该怎么样祷告，好，叫我跟神能够有一个的联合，能够进入他的旨意。
I experience spiritual warfare, but also victory in him.
我经历到属灵的征战，也经历到在他里面的得胜。
So when I was a young child, about 8 or so, I told my mom, believe in Jesus.
当我还只不过是八岁的时候，我就向我母亲说要相信主耶稣。
She said, no, I don't believe in Jesus.
她跟我说，不，我不信主，我不信主耶稣。
I thought she was so stubborn and that it will be very hard to change her heart.
我觉得她是一个很固执的人，所以想很难会把她的心意转过来。
I was worried she would go to hell, so I would pray for her, God, help her to believe in you.
我很担心她会进入火炉，火湖，所以我就求神说，主啊，你救她。
Because as a young child, I was really scared of hell.
因为在小时候，我很怕地狱。
Then one time my mom said, I don't want to hear the name Jesus in this house.
但有一次我的母亲说，我不要再听见耶稣这个名字。
I was so discouraged. How will she believe in Jesus if she doesn't even want to hear his name?
所以那时候我就很灰心，如果她不要听耶稣这个名的话，我怎么样，她怎么样能够得救？
I saw no way.
我就看见是没有办法的。
But out of routine and obligation, I would just continue to pray for her.
但是按照顺利，我就一直的为她来祷告。
But deep inside, I was growing angry with God.
但是在我里面，我就越来越对神有埋怨。Because
he did not answer my prayer.
因为他没有听见我的祷告，没有回答我的祷告。
Over time, I grew impatient and wary of praying.
所以长久以后，我就开始不耐烦，也开始不愿意在这件事情祷告。
It seemed useless because I did not see any change in her heart, and it had been many years.
就好像根本一点作用也没有，我并没有看见在她的态度上面有任何的转变。
So I really wanted to give up, so I decided, okay, I'm going to deal with this differently.
我那时候快要放弃的时候，我就决定说我要用不同的角度来面对这件事情。
Instead of continually to pray, which seemed useless, I am going to accept that my mom will never believe in Jesus.
所以我就决定说，她既然不愿意接受，我就相信主耶稣，我就接受说她不会信主的，我就不再为这件事情来祷告。
But that didn't seem right, I said.
但是我就觉得说这好像不对。Because
I believe in a God of hope, how can I be hopeless?
但是因为我所相信的是一个有指望给我们有盼望的神，我怎么样能够在这里绝望？
I could not give up praying, but yet at this point, it seemed like I didn't even know how to pray for her.
我不能够放弃为我母亲的得救来祷告，但实在也不知道怎么样来为她的得救来祷告。
Then God showed me I didn't have the right testimony for him to witness to my mother.
但主叫我来看见，我并没有一个准确的见证活在我的母亲的面前。
He could not use me the way I was.
神不能够照着我的本相，那时候的光景来使用我。
I needed to give up my ways, my thinking, and submit to his ways.
我要放弃我的道路，我的思想，来接受，来降服在他的道路跟他的意念里面。
Growing up, my sister says I was a rebel.
我长大的时候，我的姐姐说我很悖逆。
I like to think I was more expressive.
我就觉得说我只不过我很有表达。I
would always talk back to my mom.
我很经常反驳我的母亲。
Our relationship was never so smooth.
我跟我的母亲的关系并不是很好。
One time on a trip in Asia, I had my shoulders up because it was cold.
有一次去亚洲的一个旅行当中，我很冷。
My mother didn't like that, and she told me, "Put your shoulders down."
因为我的走路的样子有点怪怪的，所以母亲说，叫我的把那个肩膀来放下来。
I said, "I'm cold. It's natural to put your shoulders up."
因为我告诉说我很冷，所以是自然我的肩膀会竖起来。
I started to cry.
我就开始哭。
And then she scolded me for crying.
她就因为我哭的缘故，她就责骂我。
I could not say anything.
我不能够说什么。
I was so miserable and so upset with her.
我心里面很苦。
Later in the trip,
在那个旅程的当中,
God spoke to me and said, "Love her."
神就告诉我说, 你要爱你的母亲。
I said, "I do love her. She's my mother."
我告诉神说, 我是爱她, 她是我的母亲。
Then God said, "Love her the way I want you to love her."
主就说，你要按照我要你的方法来爱她。
I was at the end of myself. I said, "Okay, I will love her. How do you want me to love her?"
我就告诉神说，好，我就爱她，但是你要我怎么样来爱她？
And God said, "Obey her completely."
那神就说，你要完全的听从她的话。
I had to give myself up. I had no other way.
我要把自己放弃，我没有别的方法。
I said, "Okay, I will do whatever she says. If she wants my shoulder down, I will put it down. If she wants me to do this, I will do it. If she wants me to do it this way, I will do it. I will do it, God. I will do this your way."
所以我就向神说，他要我怎么样做，我就听从他，无论他要求我什么，我就接受。
And from then, God was able to do his work.
所以自那一次以后，神就能在我身上能够做他的工作。
I saw my mom's heart, it was softening.
我就看见我母亲的心慢慢的软下来。
And when I prayed, I didn't feel hopeless. I was confident in the Lord.
所以当我再一次祷告的时候，我再不觉得绝望，我在主里面觉得有盼望。
Still, at times, I didn't know how to pray for her.
但仍然有时候我不知道该怎么样继续来祷告。And
I didn't know this was in the Bible, but in Romans 8:26, it says that the Holy Spirit himself intercedes for us.
那时候我并不知道这在圣经里面有这样说，但是在罗马书第8章26节就说，圣灵在我里面教导我们来祷告。And
when I came to prayer, I had to empty myself out and let the Holy Spirit guide me on how I ought to pray for this matter.
所以当我们来到主面前祷告的时候，我们要打控我们的自己，让神借着圣灵来教导我们，来引导我们去祷告。
I thought, well, if I pray out God's desire, I can't go wrong because that's what's in God's heart.
如果我们是按照主的旨意来祷告，那绝对不会错，因为这是神的心意。So
I looked in the Bible for God's desire in his heart, and in 1 Timothy 2:4, it says, "God wants all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth."
所以我就来寻求，在圣经里面来寻求神的心意和他的旨意。
在提摩太前书第二章来讲到说，神愿意万人得救。And
I
was so happy because all along this was God's desire is for my mother to be saved and to come to know him.
因为在这一长久的日子里面，我的心意就是愿意我的母亲来认识他，来得救。Now
I was praying not only for my mother's sake, but more urgently for God's sake. I wanted God to gain what he desires.
所以我现在祷告并不是单单为着我母亲的缘故，而是为着神的缘故，因为这是神的心意，要万人得救。
When I empty myself out in my own ways, I'm able to know God's heart and pray accordingly.
当我寻求他的旨意，我放下我自己，来撇下我自己的意念道路之后，我就能够按照他的心意来祷告。
It's been many years since I've prayed these prayers for my mom, but they're still very clear in my heart what I prayed.
这是很多年前我为我母亲祷告的内容，但是我里面仍然很清楚那时候我怎么样为我母亲祷告。
And actually, I would really look forward to come daily to pray for her.
而且我是每天很盼望，很期待能够为她的得救来祷告。
Because it was work, but it was the work for God.
虽然那里是有个摆上，是好像是要摆上我自己，但是这是为主而摆上。And
I would pray, and I would envision it too. I would pray. Break the walls around her heart. Break her heart of stone.
所以当我祷告的时候，我也在那里想象那个的情景，我就祷告神说，把他周围的围墙来打下来，也打碎他坚硬的心。And
I would say, bind the work of Satan.
我也求主说捆绑恶者的工作。And
I know God, I said, God, you love her, and you want her to be saved. You want her to come to acknowledge you as her creator and savior.
我也求跟神说，这是你的工作，是你愿意来拯救她，叫她认识那创造的主。
Do it so that you can have her to yourself.
成就你的心意，叫她，叫你能够得着我的母亲。
Then one day, Holy Spirit guided me to pray something new.
有一天，圣灵带领我在一个新的方向来祷告。And
the words came to me, break her.
那个领到我的话，就是说求神说要把它来打得粉碎。And
I thought, oh, you know, I can't pray this. Break her. What daughter would pray this upon her mother?
我就想说，我不能够这样来祷告。有哪个女儿会求神说把她母亲打得粉碎？I
don't want to see my mother suffer. Break her. That's too hard.
我不愿意这样看见我的母亲来受苦，要把她打得粉碎。她这对她来说是太痛苦。But
God let me see that it is better for my mother to suffer on earth for a little while than to be condemned to hell. For all eternity, that I cannot bear.
但是神叫我看见，叫我母亲在地上短短的时间里面受苦，总比她在永世里面在火炉里面受苦那个好得多。那个火炉里面的受苦是我不能够忍受的一件事情。I
was afraid to pray this, for I don't know if I prayed it, what would happen.
我不敢。 在用这些话来祷告，因为想说，我这样祷告的话，不晓得会有什么事情发生。But
I knew that these words were not my words; they were words from God Himself.
但我知道这些不是我自己的话，那是从神那里来的话。I
must submit and obey.
我必须委身在他的面前来听从他的话。So
I prayed, "Break her, break her."
所以我就在神面前祷告说，打碎他，打碎他。Do
what you need to do, God, so that she will come to believe in you. You know the way.
神啊，你按着你的旨意成就在他身上，因为你唯有你知道那条路。And
the mighty power of God is released. I only trust God will complete His work in her.
神的大能的手。 就在那里得到释放，我相信神要成就他的工作。
And God did break her.
神实在也把她打碎了。
But she accepted Christ.
她也接受了主。
In her last year of life, she could not walk, she could not see, she could not eat well, and she was bound to home.
在她一生最后那一年里面，她不能够走动，她不能够看见，她也不能够她也不能够吃得很好，她一直需要停留在家里面。
When I came to visit, and if I looked at the physical situation, it was depressing.
当我去看望她的时候，看见她生活的环境，那实在叫我里面很低沉。
But God reminded me not to see with the physical eyes.
但神提醒我不要用肉身的眼来看这个环境。
But count what God has gained.
要看见要数点神所得到的有多少。
My mother is saved.
我的母亲终于得救了。
She prays daily.
她每天祷告。
And she listens to God's word on tape.
她用录音带来听神的话。
But there was one more thing he wanted.
但是神他还有一件事他所要的。
In the living room on a higher shelf, there was an altar and idols.
在那个客厅里面，在墙上面有一个的偶像。
We had told my mother, okay, you believe in Jesus now, get rid of those, you don't need those idols.
我们有跟我母亲说，你现在信主了，你不需要这些的偶像。
But she didn't pay attention.
但她并没有留心听我们所说的。
And then a few months went by
过了几个月,
when two elderly sisters came to visit her.
有两个年长的姊妹来看望她的时候。
And they also said, you don't need that anymore. You don't need those idols. Get rid of it.
他们也跟我母亲说，你不需要那个偶像，你可以把它扔掉。
You believe in Jesus now. This is God's house. You don't need those idols.
你已经相信接受主耶稣，这是神的家，你不需要这些偶像。
And after they left, amazingly, she said to my father, "Get rid of those idols. Get rid of it."
当他们离开以后，很稀奇的，我母亲就跟我父亲说，我不需要这些偶像，你可以把它扔掉。
And he did.
我父亲也把他这些偶像来扔掉了。
And shortly after this, God received her.
在这件事情以后不久，神也接我母亲到他那里。
God wanted to gain the full victory with no signs of idols left in her heart.
神要在他身上来得到完全的得胜，在他里面，在我母亲里面没有一点的偶像。
This is all God's work.
这是神的工作。
My mother, who once had a heart of stone and didn't even want to hear the name Jesus, is now in the bosom of the Almighty God.
我母亲她本来有一个很坚硬，如同石头的心，不愿意听见耶稣的名，但现在她是在神的家里面。
God has gained his victory.
神得到完全的得胜。
So I just want to encourage all of us to not take the matter of prayer lightly.
不要来轻看祷告的事情。
When we give up our own ways, our own thinking,
当我们来放下我们的自己的道路，我们自己的意念。
We can know God, we can know His heart, we can know His desire.
我们能够来认识神，我们知道他的意念，我们知道他的心愿。
And we can cooperate with him so that we can pray out what he wants to be done here on earth.
我们能够跟他一同来合作，来完成他在地上所要做的。
When you commit yourself to prayer, you will be amazed.
当我们把自己摆进祷告里面。
And you will see him in all his glory.
我们就会看见他的万般的荣耀。
the end of my sharing.
我哋感謝主喺弟兄姊妹嘅學習嘅裏邊咧。
我們感謝我們的主在弟兄姊妹們的學習當中。
真正禱告嘅結果咧？
那真正禱告的結果？
唔正止就係話祈求嘅得著，
不是單單我們得到我們禱告所求的，
而係藉著呢個禱告嚟到對神更加有更深嘅認識，
乃是藉著這些的禱告來更深，來對神有更深的認識。
呢個先至係禱告嘅人佢佢嘅收穫啊！嚇，
這才是禱告的人他真正的收穫。
唔論我哋嘅禱告成功或者係。不成功，
不论我们祷告是成功还是不成功，
但藉着祷告来认识我们这位主，
但是藉着祷告来认识我们的主，
明白他的心意，这个是很重要，
明白他的心意，这是那顶重要的。
等姐妹，当我们的祷告有这样的基本的认识，这样的了解的时候呢，
当我们对祷告有这样一个基本的认识和了解的时候，
我们的生命才会长大，
我们的生命才会开始长大，
才不至于会失望，
才
不至于失望，
才不至于会失望。
即使我们的祷告是我们得不到我们所祷告要得的，
虽然我们祷告并没有得到我们所求所要 得到的，
那问题不是在神，
那问题不在神那里，
可能是因为我们对神的认识不够多，
也许是因为我们对神的认识不够。
所以弟兄姊妹，我们愿意透过祷告来学这个功课，
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们愿意借助祷告来学这个功课。
好，请两位弟兄姊妹来学一下祷告好吗？
我们请两位弟兄姊妹们来学习祷告。
未曾祷告过的好吧，
没有祷告过的，
好不好？主持人，试下啦，我们一起来学祈祷，好吗？我讲一句，你讲一句。
因为我好俗噶，唔识
讲。咁样啊？我讲一句，你讲一句。咁啊，阿 John， 你示范一次好唔好啊？你示范一次祷告啊！佢系呢个系 John， 唔系阿 John Chiu， 你叫 John Lock。嗱，讲五句啊！
我们的弟兄，先来做祷告。
嗱，学下你，听佢祷告先，系嘛？咁然后你就系讲，咁唔好我讲一句，你讲一句，咁样学得到好嘛？
众弟兄先交通，然后诸弟兄然后接下去以后祷告。
主耶稣，感谢你拯救我这个罪人，但愿我这个人在你面前继续愿意讨你自己喜悦。祈祷奉主耶稣基督名，阿门。
系嘛？佢讲咗几多句？
他说他祷告了几句。
谢谢主耶稣，
奉主的名。
有没有五戒啊？
奉主的名。
奉主耶稣基督的名。
阿门。啊，刚好五句了啊。
刚好五句。
唔系好难啫，系嘛？
啊，并不是很困难。
难啊！第一次，以后慢慢就会困难了，好吧？
虽然是第一次，以后慢慢的就不会那么困难。
有没有人学下祷告？
还有没有人愿意学习？
有吗？有没有勇敢啲嘅？
有没有谁有勇敢？
阿周太，你咩事？如果唔学咧，就永远学唔到噶。
如果不愿意学习，就永远不会学得到。
好吗？ 系，好啊，咁够喎，五句够啦喎，啊，五句够啦喎，
已经够回去啦。
明白吗？盼望，我哋咁样喺神嘅面前，我哋开声祷告，你又帮助咗我哋祷告，啊！
希望我们在神面前开声祷告，也让主来帮助我们来祷告。
好。今天的時間就是我們只有這麼多了，明天呢我們再回來，
今天時間就停在這裡，我們明天我們再回來，
一起在主面前來學習，
一同在主面前有學習。
好，我們最後我們做一個簡短的禱告，
我們到最後再次做一個簡短的禱告。
好，我們最後做一個簡短的禱告。David， 等一下你帶我們带我来祈祷。
好，我们一同来祷告。主，我们实在有这样一个心意。
主啊，我们实在有这样的心意。
求你指示你的道路。
求主指示你的道路。
我们实在说，我们在许多事情上面需要有学习。
我们说很多事情上面，我们需要有学习。
在这里，我们一同来交通到祷告的事情的时候。
当我们在这里交通到关于祷告的事情的时候，
我们知道这是我们一生的学习。
我们知道这是我们一生的学习。
我们再次来求你，知道唯独你能够指示你的道路。
我们知道唯有你能够指导我们的道路。
我们将感谢归给我们的主，我们也来仰望你。
我们一面仰望你，一面将荣耀归给你。
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名字。
我们祈祷是奉主耶稣基督的名。阿门。